One ring.
That's a telephone. I'll answer it.
No, I must count them. Yeah, two rings.
I have to answer the phone there.
No, I am counting the rings.
Three rings.
Podcast Bone Phone.
She's not exactly joining me in the dungeon, so she must have heard all the vile, unsubstantiated rumors about me, but she is joining me long distance via the bone phone. You might know her on Facebook as Jennifer X Burns, not to be confused with Jennifer Triple X Burns, even though she's taking pole dance lessons. But hey, you put it out on Facebook. You got to throw that. It's funny. I loved your comment when you got back to me. You're like, it's fun, but it's funny. So I don't care about the pole.
It is. It's fun and it's funny. I love it.
That's cool. You've worked at Reaper's Revenge in Oliphant, Pennsylvania. Now, what years was that roughly? What time period?
Yeah, about 7 years ago. They weren't even open yet. I did a lot of stuff before they opened, and then I helped them with their first year. I did a lot of prop work for them for the first year they were opening.
Okay, and then Forest of Fear in Lewiston, Pennsylvania.
That's my friend Christopher Detroit's haunt. He was working up there. I went up there and just helped out a weekend or two before they opened. I did an asylum type hallway for them up there, which was a lot of fun. A quick grunge.
You worked at Pennhurst, right?
That was cool.
Was that when they opened up?
I was there before they opened as well. It was their first year, their first season opening. Randy Bates took me on a tour of the place for like 2.5 hours, and I live real close, but I never really knew or heard the story of it or knew anything about it. And he took me on a 2.5 hour tour, and then I kind of Googled it when I came home, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I was there. So it was really... It's a really interesting place. It has a feel of all its own without any Halloween stuff going on. So when it's open, it's even creepier. I did 3 rooms there for them the first year they opened. I did like a morgue, an electric cushion room I did, and just the scene work and stuff. I just did the painting, a lot of painting, faux painting, a boiler room I did. And I think they're still there. I think they still have those 3 rooms intact.
Currently, where are you working?
I'm at Dorney Park Haunt in Allentown. It's an amusement park. I've been there 6 years now.
During the summer or the summer months, it's a wild water kingdom, like a water park, and then...
Yes. It's an amusement park. We have roller coasters and stuff, and then we also have on the other side, it's a water park, and then right at the end of the season, we transform into Haunt, and we have about 10 attractions. 10 haunted attractions there that we have. It gets bigger every year. It's fun. I love it there.
How long have they been doing the haunt? Has it been more than just a couple of years?
Yes, it started as Halloween weekends. I think it's been going on, I'm going to say 10 or 12 years. I'm not exactly sure, which I should be. But, it's been going on for quite some time.
This is in Allentown?
Yeah, we open up Memorial Day weekend, and then Labor Day weekend we shut down the park for the season, for the amusement park. And then after that we roll on to Haunt. We're open, I think, 6 weekends this year, Fridays and Saturdays.
You were kind of, what were you, like freelancing? You were kind of bouncing around?
Well, what happened was I started off at Dorney. I applied as just a makeup artist, and I never really did makeup at all before. And then I took my portfolio in, and it was on a computer, and I showed my boss. He saw some potential in me, he said, and he gave me a chance. And then I said if they ever need help with scene work or anything like that, he'd give me a call. And he called a couple days later. I kind of been there ever since. Actually, I was working at Dorney and doing Pennhurst on the weekends, the same as Forest of Fear. I worked a whole summer at Dorney and Pennhurst on the weekends, so I work all the time. I try to work all the time.
Now, the rest of the season, is that it?
I do the scene work there all year. I start in January for Haunt. I only do Haunt stuff. I don't do anything else. It's either stuff where we have a daytime attraction, Boo Blast. I do... I do scene work for that, or I do it for The Haunt, and I do that all the way up until we're open. I also am a makeup room supervisor, so I prepare the prosthetics and get the makeup room ready. And then once we're open, during the week, I might go, I'm still there, not as much, but might do touch-ups or some repairs if needed, you know, with scene stuff. And then on the weekends, I'm there doing the makeup. We're going to have 24 makeup artists this year, so I'm excited.
Roughly, how many actors do you have?
I think we hire up to 700 people for Haunt right now. I think that's the number we're at, or somewhere around there. 250 to 300 in and out of the makeup room in about 300, in 3 hours it is.
It's like, next. Just
it is like that. It's definitely like that. It's get them in and get them out. Like, each makeup artist has a maximum. We give them 15 minutes. Everybody has their own station, their own airbrush, their own kit. We supply everything. They're more than welcome to bring their own brushes in and stuff, but we have all the supplies there, cleaning supplies and the prosthetics. And all the prosthetics are pre-painted by me and a couple other chosen ones to help out. So those are ready to go. We just kind of blend them in real quick and get them out there.
Now, originally, were you doing, you were doing makeup?
I went for the makeup interview, but Haunt wasn't open yet, so I did actually start scene work right first.
Did you have some pretty good chops before you got going, or did you kind of learn and work with other set designers, and that's kind of how you learn your trade?
There was one girl working there when I started, and she taught me a bit. There's another man that was working there, Doug Rontz. He taught me a lot. My boss taught me a lot. Both my bosses in the graphics department, Jim and Rich, they taught me so much. No, I don't have any experience with set design or painting. I never took a painting class in my life. So I learned everything on the spot, and I still am learning. I'm always learning.
What are you currently working on?
I can't really say, it's a secret. I can't discuss what our current project is. Last year we did a wax museum theme, which was really cool.
Yeah, well, how about we'll do this? We'll talk about stuff from the last couple of years, so that way there's no issues with your boss or whatever.
Right, yeah. And it's a surprise. We try to keep it. They do a reveal when it gets closer to the season, and I can't break the surprise. That's the rule.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last year we did, like, a wax museum theme. It was really cool, different. It was something different that we haven't done before. I got to prop out that house a lot, which I normally don't get to do that. That was exciting for me. Let me think. There's so many I've worked on. The year before was like, Age of Darkness, which is a castle, like, dungeons type feel. It's like a Renaissance haunt that we have going. And then, I think my favorite one that I worked on was, we did a pirate ship the one year. I actually have a picture of it on my Facebook. It's huge. It's almost the length of a football field. It's broken down into three sections, and it was totally all built by our carpenter department. And it was all hand-painted by me and Doug Ronch. It took a whole summer to work on, so it turned out really neat. So that's one of the biggest projects. And it's a prop. It's not, like, you can walk between the ship a little bit, but you can't walk directly through it. So it's like the biggest prop ever. So that was really kind of cool.
Oh, okay, so you're not going into the ship and walking around. It's
right,
just a big-ass facade type of thing.
There's a little pirate town facade that we did, and then there's the ship sitting there, and there's actors all over the place, but that's more one of our scare zones where you have to walk through to get through the park. So that's sitting out in the park there.
Do you have another scene that you really love that after you were done you're like, this is one of my absolute favorites?
In every haunt I have a favorite spot. There's one in Mansion House, which is like a Victorian hotel with like a ghost theme to it. There's a little nook in there with very old furniture that was found and propped in there. And just the corner, it's a little nook, and it's just creepy, and I love it. It's my favorite area. I think also one of my other favorites is Gravewalkers. That was so fun. That is a cemetery where you're pretty much free to roam around. I can't even tell you how many tombstones we have. Like, I think there's like 300 of them that get set up every year, and there's a path you can walk along, or you can go off the path and like kind of run around into the tombstones and stuff, but it weaves down into a mausoleum, and then the mausoleum is like a trail that leads you through and throughout the back. And there's zombies running all over, and I think the way it's lit up and with the foggers going off down there, it's just spectacular. That's one of my favorites. Cornstalkers is a corn maze, and it actually feels like you're in a cornfield, and there's people that set up rows of corn stalks for this haunt every year.
Okay, so there's no cornfield. They're setting up stalks of corn, planting them into the ground.
Yeah, like it's not. There's so much. We get dump trucks full of corn stalks that come in there, and then they just set everything up, and it's amazing. And a lot of work goes into setting all this stuff up. Like there's, because the park closes, and then we have to get ready for haunt, and there's a small time frame. So there's a lot of people that come together and really get the show on the road. It's amazing.
What did you specifically do for that, the corn stalk? Were there little shacks, or like what type of work were you doing in there?
Me and a coworker, Tanya, we made scarecrows, like 10 scarecrows, you know, to add to it.
What were you doing to construct the scarecrows? Like, how were they made?
Actually, we just used corn stalks, which was really cool. We just used corn stalks, and then we had some old clothes, and we bulked them out a little bit and, like, put the corn through the clothes and just ripped it up and gave it some grunge. And we actually used these really creepy masks that we have that our actors really can't wear anymore. So, I try not to throw stuff away. I like to reuse and stuff, repurpose stuff. So there was masks and stuff that weren't really being used that often, so we made those, and they actually came out really neat looking, and I'm hoping we get to make some more of them.
What are some of your favorite scenes to design? I mean, do you like more the Victorian style, or do you like the asylum stuff?
I love asylum stuff. Our asylum has been the same for a while, so I'm hoping one year we get to bump that up. That would be really cool. I'm like a cemetery girl. I like the cemetery stuff. I like it really realistic. I've done bloody stuff and clown houses and all that kind of stuff, but I'm really big on like the cemeteries and the real creepy naturals kind of stuff.
Now, are you doing everything from like carving out the stones and building the monuments and all that kind of stuff? Or what type of work are you doing for the cemetery?
I mostly do painting most of the time. That's okay. My thing. We do have a carpenter department, so they're always banging stuff out, and a lot of times it's stuff you would want to put in your home. They're phenomenal. They have a great crew, and they're fast. They build all the walls. They set everything up, and they take everything down. So without them, I'd be lost without them, because I wouldn't have anything to paint.
Since your skill stat is mostly in the painting department, can you give us some like tricks of the trade, some little like words of wisdom, things that you do when you're painting out a wall scene, or I don't know, anything you can throw our way?
Usually when I get into a room that's fresh, it's just base coated. I always try to go to a wall that nobody's going to look at first. I always try to pick out the focal point of where you walk in and where you would first look, and then paint the opposite of that wall. So if it's messed up, nobody really notices as much. So that's usually where I go to get my technique started for what I'm going to do and how to do the room. I also like to work dark to light. I prefer things to be, like if I'm painting, sometimes we do the paneling and stuff like that. I prefer it dark and then to like dry brush or build up colors. I'm big on layering colors. I love layering color over color over color. I love the layer look, whether it's, you know, a dry brushing a book and bringing the texture out of the book and the lettering and all that, or whether it's just streaks on the wall and doing layers of streaks like black to gray to white to look like it's been worn and running down for a while. Those are some of the way I like to work it. Another one is I always try to go in light first, a light coat of grunge, and then if it needs heavier, go in heavier. It's easier to add darkness than to take darkness out of an area.
What would be the layers that you would go for?
Honestly, a lot of the time, I try to get away with, because it's all about speed, too. We usually have a lot of time limits, because we have all our projects are ready to roll in January. Like, we know what we're doing when we come back. We have a two-week break over the holidays, Christmas and New Year's, and then we go right into it. And we have our projects all lined up, and I have deadlines, so it has to be quick, but still, I'd like to have the quality there. So I usually try to use the least amount of colors and trying to get the effect out there. Honestly, a lot of times, if I have to use a sponge or a rag, my things I use the most is a two-inch chip brush and an old T-shirt. That's what I like to paint with. I'll do a color, and I'll usually like start maybe dark in a corner and rag it out and try to blend it out, and then actually just add washes with the same color with just water and different amounts of paint. So it looks like multiple colors, but it's really not. Yeah, that's usually just about, that's how I do it.
Okay, so you're using like a raggedy old T-shirt as a brush. You're dipping that in and then using that to paint on the color? Am I right?
Yeah.
Or using it to wipe the color away?
It's to wipe the color away, or sometimes I do dip a T-shirt right in and add color. When I did the pirate ship, I did the whole outside of the pirate ship, and all of it was done was with a chip brush and a rag like that, the whole thing. And I actually started in with a blue tone, and I would just brush it on real quick and rub it in, rub it out, and let it dry, and I'd do the whole ship like that, and then I'd go back in with like a brown over it and gave it a little bit of a wood grain look kind of more. And it's just layer upon layer of color.
But any other ahas, things that like you just, like simple things that you picked up that made a big difference in your game over the last couple of years?
There was a contractor that came in that was just doing like priming for us because of our time limit. And I never knew what a WYSI was.
What is it?
A WYSI.
Okay.
And all of it is, yeah, it's a WYSI. And I think it was like my third year there, and I never heard of what a WYSI was. And he's like, "Do you want a WYSI?" And I was like, "What?" And
you're like, "How dare you, sir? I'm not that
yeah,
type of woman."
Right? Yeah, I was totally taken back. So he showed me, it's just a little roller. It's just a little baby one. And it has a little, you know, 4-inch or like 6-inch roller on it, but it's super fluffy and it holds a lot of paint and it's light and it goes fast and it's great for small areas. And he actually gave me one he had and a whole bunch of rollers for it. So that was really cool. And that totally changed up my game because it made everything a lot faster for me.
Anybody in particular that you've been really influenced by in the haunt industries, people you really learned quite a bit from that you like?
Yes, when I was fortunate enough, Mike Tattoo Krauser invited me to paint out at the Interactive Haunted Transworld the first year they started doing that. I was with that crew, and I met a lot of great people out there and worked with that team, and it was phenomenal. I learned a lot of different things. Christopher DeTroy, I learned a lot from him. Honestly, there's so many people in the business I look up to and learn from. There's just tons of talent out there, yeah.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to kind of get into doing what you're doing right now, what would you tell them?
Just go for it, because that's all I did.
So, I mean, what would they do to get their foot in the door somewhere?
You have to get a great portfolio together. Like, even if it's, I tell people who want to try to get into makeup, the first thing I tell them is put a portfolio together. And if you can't afford the makeup, you can go buy cheap stuff at the CVS or whatever, you know, just eyeliners and lipsticks and see what you can do with that. And if it looks like there's talent there, we'll hire. I mean, we're not afraid to hire people who aren't super pro makeup artists. Like, we like to let them learn as well.
You're working currently with Dorney Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you're busy getting the haunt going for this year, and it's super secret, so you can't tell us any details.
I will be teaching a class at MHC this year, so I'm happy to be going to MHC. I can't wait to go out there and see some people I haven't seen in a long time.
All right, cool. Yeah, I went there last year. I went to Transworld this year, so I'm not headed back to do that this year. But I know you'll miss me. I know it'll be.
Yes, I will miss you dearly.
You don't even know who I am, but so. That's okay. Jennifer, thank you for taking some time with us, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you for asking.
No, not a problem. We'll catch you around the net.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.